We also asked these questions about neoadjuvant therapy in older patients. So, you know, we said a 77-year-old patient as opposed to a 60-year-old patient, and otherwise, you know, very similar. And it kind of looks like the answers are pretty similar. At what age, you know, they say age is just the number, but I mean, is there an age at which you start curtailing your therapy, assuming the patient's otherwise healthy? I mean, 90, I don't know if you ever seen 90-year-old patients.
So there are two reasons to give neoadjuvant chemotherapy. One is you don't think that you can adequately resect the tumor. And second, you think the patient is too sick to take it. And too sick to take it includes these, you know, emaciated, malnourished, and elderly patients. So either two different reasons. And obviously there's no number, but we all see patients who you think, oh, that patient is not going to tolerate a big operation. Let's give her some neoadjuvant.
So I want to talk now in a minute. I want to go on and talk about adjuvant treatment, but I thought we could just pause for a second and have you talk about a patient, just any patient that comes to mind, or if you prefer, you can just talk about a typical clinical scenario. But I'd like to hear you walk through the way you approach actually delivering neoadjuvant therapy, the regimen you use, when you go to surgery, and sort of, and you could either use a case or maybe a scenario to sort of walk us through that.
Certainly. Well, the first thing that we've learned is this idea of dose intensification of the paclitaxel through weekly administration probably is not necessary. Unless the patient is so infirm that you want to get a little dose of carbo and AUC at 2 and a little bit of paclitaxel 60, which is not dose dense. So that AUC at 2, paclitaxel at 60 weekly for the really sick patients is a good idea. That aside, I think we would all agree that it's an AUC of carboplatin of 6 generally, although some would use 5, and it's paclitaxel 175 milligrams per square meter over 3 hours every 3 weeks. So most of us in the sort of typical patient would not give dose dense weekly, would not give fractionated, as I call it, unless she's infirm. And our preference would be every 3 week carboplatin paclitaxel, AUC of 6 and 175. And if you thought you could get it reimbursed, probably bevacizumab on cycles 1 and 2. And then no bevacizumab on 3, surgery between the 3rd and 4th doses, no bevacizumab on 4, and then the triplet therapy 5 and 6, and then bevacizumab maintenance. So you would get 4 of the 6 doses with bevacizumab, 1, 2, 5, and 6. And then the other controversy is, should you do HIPEC with the interval debulking between the 3 and 4 cycles? Probably not, but there's some fascination with that opportunity. Otherwise, intraperitoneal chemotherapy, like dose-dense weekly chemotherapy, has fallen out of favor.